Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. Our listener support campaign continues. Our focus is on our Patreon campaign. Just go to patreon.greatdetectives.net. And I talked on Sunday about how important our Patreon supporters are, you know, for continued success of the program, and appreciate everyone who has stepped up. You can become one of our Patreon supporters for as little as $2 per month. You'll receive a monthly newsletter. You'll also get to vote on our summer series. And then there are just random things where I'll just ask Patreon supporters' opinions. One example is the Olivia de Havilland tribute series we're going to be doing starting on August 30th. And I planned a 6-part, I think I may end up doing 7-part series, featuring productions that Olivia de Havilland did over radio, but there were just so many of them that I actually reached out to my Patreon supporters and asked them to give their feedback on what they would like to be featured among several choices. And I got 2 suggestions, and those will determine 2 episodes of our Olivia de Havilland tribute. So it's just a great way to interact with the program. And again, you can join for as little as $2 per month. Just go over to patreon.greatdetectives.net. Well, now we're going to get into today's episode of Dick Tracy. Original air dates, February 16th. And February 17th of 1938, and this is Agent is Murdered and Going After the Ring.
Calling all adventure fans. Calling all Dick Tracy fans. Stand by. Dick Tracy is on the air.
Now, the makers of Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, those 2 delicious, easy-to-digest cereals that are shot from guns, bring you another thrilling Dick Tracy adventure. Hear that? Well, that's what we mean when we say shot from guns. Nourishing grains of wheat and rice are actually loaded into special guns in the Quaker plant. And then the guns are fired and each grain is exploded to 8 times its normal size. That's why puffed wheat and puffed rice look and taste so different from ordinary cereals. But that's not all. If you could look inside a grain of wheat before and after it's shot from the gun, you'd see how each tiny, hard-to-digest food cell is shattered, so that all the goodness is unlocked. Then it's specially easy to digest so that you get the trigger-fast food energy much more quickly and easily. And you need lots of that same kind of food energy to be as mentally and physically alert as Dick Tracy is. So join the thousands of happy boys and girls and grown-ups who enjoy a big dish of crisp, delicious puffed wheat or puffed rice every morning. Mother's glad and so is Dad to have you remind her of something that tastes so specially good. So look in the pantry. And if there isn't one of those famous red and blue packages there, ask Mother to get you some at the grocer's. The Black Pearl of Osiris, its theft is Dick Tracy's latest case, was found concealed in a bullet which had been fired into the leg of the great detective. Tracy now carries that pearl in his secret compartment ring, which was given to him by Humi Batik, a member of the Osiris cult. Yesterday, Remo, a member of the society trying to get the Black Pearl, lay hidden in the back seat of Tracy's car while he drove to test Trueheart's apartment. Will Remo succeed in his plan to overpower Dick Tracy? The great detective is just stopping outside the apartment house where Tess Trueheart lives.
So, I pull up the emergency brake. It's a pretty bad hill. The car should roll.
No, you don't. You're quick, Tracy, but I... Oh,
there.
I surrender. You have me.
Give me that cord. Ah, Silken Court, huh? Who are you working for?
I have nothing to say.
Perhaps you haven't now, but you will later. Can you drive a car?
Yes.
Then get up here and drive this one to headquarters. Remember, I've got a gun on you, so no tricks.
So we wouldn't talk, eh, Dick?
No, Pat. I couldn't get a thing out of him. No sense trying any further, either. When a fellow like that makes up his mind not to talk, you can't get a thing out of him.
What I don't understand yet, Dick, is how did you manage to catch him?
I could see him coming, Pat. I reached down to pull the emergency brake, and as I leaned back, Remo came up behind me with a silken noose. I saw him in the glass mirror on the dashboard.
That was lucky.
Lucky? I think it was lucky. Umi Batique would say it was the ring that did it.
Yeah, most likely.
Well, Pat, I'm afraid it's going to take more than luck to win out against the men who are trying to get their hands on this ring and the black pearl that it contains.
Well, after tonight's experience, I can believe that all right. They were willing to kill you to get hold of it.
Black pearl must be worth a small fortune. Hey, pardon me, Pat. Yes?
There's a man to see you, sir.
Who is he? What's he want?
He says he comes from Umi Batique.
Ah, send him in. This must be the fellow we've been waiting for, Pat. The agent from Umi Batique who's to take the black pearl back to Egypt. Oh, come in, please.
Thank you, Mr. Tracy. You know who I am.
You're a member of the cult of Osiris, is that so? The cult of the scarab?
Yes, that is true. Batique tells me you have the black pearl. It is that I have come for. May I have it, please?
I can't give you the black pearl just yet.
Ah, why is that? You have it in that ring on your finger, have you not? Batique told you to keep it in that ring.
When I'm protecting something, I do it in my own way, thank you.
But you were given that ring for that purpose?
Perhaps I believed it'd be safer elsewhere.
The black pearl, it is here in your office.
I can have it for you in a little while. If you'd care to come back, let's say tonight, about 6 o'clock, I can have it for you then.
You should have kept the pearl in the secret ring of Osiris. There is danger otherwise.
If you'll return tonight at 6 o'clock, I'll be glad to turn the black pearl over to you at that time.
Very well, Effendi. I shall return at 6 o'clock. And now, until that time, farewell.
Dick, you didn't tell me you'd put the black pearl somewhere else. I thought you were carrying it in the ring.
Yes, yes, and I am, Pat. The black pearl is in this ring on my finger now. I didn't say it wasn't there. I merely let him think so.
But why didn't you give it to him? He said Batique had sent him.
He was lying. Batique didn't send him.
Lying? How do you know that, Dick?
Because he failed to complete the password. You may remember I used the phrase, the cult of the scarab. He was supposed to answer, no, the cult of Osiris the Great. He didn't, Pat. And so I knew he was a fraud.
Then why'd you let him get away? Why didn't you hold him?
Oh, we're not letting him get away. We're following him right now. I just wanted to give him time to get out of the office. Come on, Pat.
Getting into that cab.
Yeah, a taxi.
Where to, mister?
Follow that cab up ahead. Keep it a safe distance. I don't want them to know we're following.
Hey, wait a minute. I don't want to get mixed up in no kind of trouble.
I'm Dick Tracy. My badge.
Dick Tracy? Holy smoke. Okay, sir, anything you say.
Not too close, driver. Stay as far behind as you can.
Yes, sir, Mr. Tracy. Traffic's pretty thick, Mr. Tracy.
Well, don't lose that cab, whatever you do.
Nope. She stopped up ahead for a red light. Traffic sure is heavy today. I can just see the top of her.
Don't lose her. Hang on to her.
Don't worry. I won't lose her. Hey, that cab's pulling up to the curb.
Hey, that's funny, Dick.
What is?
Well, this is the ritziest section of town.
Yes, yes, I know. Stop here, driver.
Okay.
Look, Dick. The driver of that other cab is getting out and opening the door of the cab. He looks excited.
Yes, yes, there's something wrong. Come on, Pat. Come on.
Hey, wake up, will you, mister? Wake up. Hey, come on, guy. Hey,
what's
wake
wrong?
Up.
What's wrong, driver?
Gee, I don't know. This guy's out like a light.
It's the guy who was in our office, Dick.
Yes, yes, I know. Let me have a look at him, driver.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. He's dead, Pat. He's been shot.
Dead? Are you sure, Dick?
You mean to say the guy is dead? Gee, he was talking to me only a minute ago.
What do you make of it, Dick?
Merely confirms my belief, Pat, that we're not dealing with any ordinary gang. Someone very shrewd must be at the head of them. Shrewd enough to anticipate all eventualities.
You mean he knew we might follow this guy?
Apparently. He wasn't taking any chances. He realized the trick might not come off, and so he had this fellow watched. Those who were watching him realized we were following and managed to kill this man. Probably with an air rifle in that traffic jam we passed through not long ago.
Hey, listen, buddy, I ain't gonna get in no trouble, am I?
Nothing to worry about, driver. You say this is the address he gave you?
Yeah, this is the address, all right, there.
Well, in that case, we're all right, Dick. This must be the headquarters of the gang.
I doubt it, Pat. I doubt it very much. He probably gave the wrong address. We'll have a try at it anyway. I'll have every house in this block investigated by the special squad. But I doubt if anything will come of it. I doubt it very much.
Ah, Mr. Tracy, welcome. Welcome to my very poor abode.
Hello, Batik. Well, you won't be in this very poor abode long. The Board of Inquiry is working overtime on your case.
You have been very kind, Mr. Tracy. The blessings of Osiris be upon you.
Thank you, Batik. By the way, you might be interested to know that an agent of the society tried to get the pearl.
Oh, the fiends. They will stop at nothing. I am so glad I gave you that ring. You are carrying the black pearl with you, of course?
Yes, it's right here in this ring.
I would like to see it, if I may.
Oh, certainly. I'll take the top of the ring off and... There.
Osiris be praised. How wonderful to have the black pearl in our possession once again. Oh, Mr. Tracy, how can I thank you? How can I put into words my gratitude?
Don't bother, Batik. I'm only doing what I promised to do. Tell me, when will your agent call on me for the black pearl?
Oh, very soon. He is busy on other matters at the moment. The way must be made clear for carrying the black pearl back to Egypt. When that has been done, he will come to you. Also, he is engaged on another matter. A matter of great importance to the young man, Junior.
Junior?
It is obvious you think highly of that youngster, that you have the highest regard for him.
Oh, that's true enough.
I shall have a surprise for your young friend in a few days, I hope. I am sure he will be very pleased.
Well, you can't tell me about it now, I suppose.
Well?
Don't. I think I can guess. Well, Batik, I must leave you now. Depend on it, the Black Pearl is safe in my keeping, and I shall guard it carefully.
Farewell, my friend, and many thanks to you for all your kindness.
This is a swell place to eat, Dick. Are we going to have lobster tonight?
Not for you, Junior.
Huh?
Lobster's just a trifle too hard on a young system like yours.
Oh, listen, I'm not a kid anymore, Dick.
Well, if you can't have lobster, Junior, Dick and I won't have it either, eh, Dick?
Right. We'll have a couple of chops instead. By the way, Junior, Humi Batik told me he'd have a surprise for you in a few days.
A surprise for me, Dick? Gee, I wonder what it can be.
Well, I dare say you'll find out soon enough.
He's a swell guy. Hope nothing happens to him, Dick.
So do I. I'm going to make it my business to be in court when the trial comes up.
I'm sure you'll be able to help him, won't you, Dick?
Nothing came of our search this afternoon, as you know, Dick. We went through every house in that block.
Rather suspected you wouldn't find anything. I was sure that fellow had given the wrong address. Well, let's forget about the black pearl and everything else for the next hour and enjoy our dinner. Or can we forget?
What do you mean, Dick?
I mean we're being watched, Pat.
Huh?
Four different tables around us. Certain shady-looking gentry have not taken their eyes off us. Don't look up now.
No, but what do you think we ought to do?
Trying to formulate a plan. You're undoubtedly after the ring and the black pearl. We're surrounded, Pat. I can see that now.
Well, we've got to do something, Dick.
I'll say. Get ready for trouble, Pat. We're going to have plenty of it. We try to leave this restaurant.
Surrounded by agents of the man who is trying to gain the black pearl for himself, Dick Tracy, Pat, and Junior are in a pretty bad spot. Will they escape? Well, let us hope so. But now it's time for our Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol meeting, which the members of Tempting, Tasty, Nourishing Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice especially invite you to attend. All right, Junior, we're ready.
The meeting will now come to order.
Say, Junior, has Dick Tracy told you what his big surprise is?
No, Mr. Quaker Man. I've tried to guess, but Dick says no to everything I can think of.
Same here, but I know it's something really swell from the way he talks about it.
It's for all the patrol members, too. Boy, I can hardly wait.
Well, you won't have to wait long, Junior. And we ought to be sure that every wide-awake boy and girl joins the patrol before Dick springs his big surprise on Friday.
That's right. And you patrol members ought to make sure that all your friends join, too, so they don't miss all that fun.
Good idea. And be sure to tell them how to join the Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol. You remember, you send two Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice box tops, or one of each, with your name and address, to Dick Tracy, Box L, Chicago.
Isn't that easy? Then Dick Tracy sends you the secret code book, the patrol pledge, and member's badge,
all free.
So if you aren't a member now, send your 2 Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice box tops to Dick Tracy, Box L, Chicago, right away. Look to see if there's some Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice in the pantry right now. And as soon as your packages are empty, tear off the tops and save them for the big surprise Dick Tracy is planning for you. Remember, it's the top panel that says, 3 wrappings guard its crispness. And that's right. Those famous red and blue packages are triple sealed to keep the tempting, nourishing grains of Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice crisp, plump, and fresh as can be for you. And if you don't see any Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice in the pantry now, remind Mother to get some for you at the grocer's. Tell Mother how Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice are shot from guns to make them especially easy to digest as well as especially good to eat. She's glad to have you tell her, and you'll be able to start saving your box tops for Dick Tracy's big surprise.
Calling all adventure fans, calling all Dick Tracy fans. Stand by for another exciting Dick Tracy adventure tomorrow at this same time. That is all. Fans, calling all Dick Tracy fans. Stand by. Dick Tracy is on the air.
The makers of Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, those delicious, nourishing cereals that are shot from guns, bring you another thrilling Dick Tracy adventure. That's the way the big guns in the Quaker plant sound when they're making puffed wheat and puffed rice. Remember that the next time you sit down to a big dish of crisp, crunchy puffed wheat or puffed rice for breakfast. That special, careful Quaker process, plus the fact that puffed wheat and puffed rice are triple sealed in moisture-proof packages, keeps Quaker puffed wheat and Quaker puffed rice firm, crisp, and plump for you. And that's why they taste so much better than ordinary cereals. Puffed wheat and puffed rice are especially easy to digest, too. Each grain of sun-ripened wheat or rice is actually exploded to 8 times its normal size when it's shot from the guns. Each tiny food cell is unlocked so that you get all the trigger-fast food energy quickly and easily. It's the kind of energy that helps make you strong, healthy, and alert like Dick Tracy. So join the thousands of happy puffed wheat and puffed rice fans, and if there isn't one of those famous red and blue packages in the pantry now, be sure to remind Mother to ask the grocer for some Quaker puffed wheat or Quaker puffed rice. And remember, there'll be a secret code message today, so have your pencil and paper ready. The Black Pearl of Osiris, belonging to an Egyptian society dedicated to the worship of the ancient god Osiris, is desired by a band of thieves and murderers. Dick Tracy has concealed the pearl in the secret compartment of a mysterious ring given to him by Humi Batik of the cult of Osiris, who told Dick it would bring him good luck. In our last episode, we heard how Dick Patton Jr., while dining in a restaurant, suddenly realized they were surrounded by henchmen of the murderous band.
I've noticed, Pat, that we're being watched. 4 different tables around us, certain shady-looking gentry have not taken their eyes off us. Don't look up now.
No, I won't. What do you think we ought to do?
Well, I'm trying to formulate a plan. We're undoubtedly after the ring and the Black Pearl. Yes, we're surrounded, Pat. I can see that now.
We've got to do something, Dick.
I'll say. Get ready for trouble. We're going to have plenty of them. We try to leave this restaurant. Go on with your dinner, both of you. Pay no attention. Okay. Pretend you haven't noticed a thing.
What? This dinner's got to end sometime, Dick.
Yes, I know, Junior. By that time, let's hope we'll dig up an idea that'll get us out of here safely. Ah, that was good coffee. Finished, Pat?
Yeah, I'm finished. I'll tell you one thing, though. I certainly didn't enjoy my dinner the way you evidently did.
I didn't get much fun out of this food either. Gosh, Dick, I don't know how you do it. We're surrounded on all sides by these men, and you calmly eat your dinner.
And enjoys it, too.
Well, why not? Nothing could have happened until we were finished, ready to go.
Look, Dick, 5 or 6 of those guys are going outside.
Yeah. Yeah, they see we're through with dinner, and that we'll be going out any moment. Well, shall we go?
Into the hands of that welcoming committee out there? Could we have some more coffee? I really feel like having another cup.
Pat, it'll keep you awake tonight. Unless I'm mistaken, you'll have plenty to perk you up in a few minutes.
Gee, Dick, aren't you worried at all?
Well, I'm trying not to be. If you try hard enough, you know. Here, I'll take the checks. Come along. Cashier's down this way.
225 out of 5. Here's your change, sir.
Thank you.
Hey, look. Those guys at the other tables are following us out, sort of nonchalantly.
Not a very good way of showing nonchalance, is it? Just have your gun ready. Junior, I've taught you how to stay out of harm's way if anything happens. See that you do it.
No, not me. I'm going to stick to you, Dick.
You'll do as I say. All right, now. There's the door to the street. Let's get going. Well, there's the car.
Yeah, and a couple of fellows leaning against the fenders.
Come on.
Just a minute, buddy. Just a minute. This your car?
Yes. Do you mind?
Maybe you don't know it, buddy, but this is my private parking place, see? I usually parks me car here.
Well, that's very interesting. Step aside, please.
Wait a minute. Where do you think you're going?
What's the matter, Joe? This guy getting tough?
Yeah. Looking for a paste in the jaw.
So happens I wasn't looking for anything. However, I see that you very possibly are, and so...
Hey, you can't do that well!
Get in, Pat. Junior, quick.
Come on.
Get him, boys. Get him.
Here they come, Dick.
Let him have it, Pat. Keep behind me, Junior.
That's the oath for the ring. The ring, Dick. They're trying to get the ring.
Keep slugging and stop talking.
Okay.
Get him, you guys.
The cops. They're coming, Dick.
Yeah. Swing him kind of wild, aren't you, big fella? Here's the way to do it.
Run, you guys. Run. It's the cops. Chase them.
They're running away, Dick.
So I see. Well... They're taking a few of our souvenirs, and they're yours.
Yeah.
Hey, what's been going on here? Street fights, eh? Well, we'll see.
Hello, Donovan. Lovely evening, isn't it?
Tracy, well, what the devil
is... All right, Donovan, it's all right.
The boys are chasing those rascals. They'll bring him in all right.
Good. Meantime, I've got hold of someone's coat. I grabbed one of those yeggs by the collar, and he slipped out of the coat, leaving it in my hand.
I wish we had gotten the fellow in the coat.
Perhaps we will, Pat.
Oh, Dick. Oh, great Scott, Dick.
What's the matter?
Your finger. Look. The ring. The secret ring of Osiris. It's gone.
Gone.
Gee, then so was the Black Pearl.
Oh, they got it. They got it after all.
No. They didn't get it, Pat. Because, you see, you have it.
I have it. Now, listen, Dick, this is no time for gags.
See it in your pocket. The right-hand pocket.
Huh? Let me see. Well, I'll be a cross-eyed owl. It is the ring. How'd it get in my pocket?
I put it there. I slipped it off and put it in your side pocket. I knew they'd try to get the ring. They were sure I was wearing it. I didn't think they'd suspect you.
Yeah, that certainly was fooling them, all right, Dick.
Two of them made for the hand that was supposed to be wearing the ring. I'm afraid they were a little disappointed when it folded into a fist.
Yeah, I'll bet they were, Dick.
If only we knew where we could get our hands on that gang. If we had some idea of their hideout.
We do have, Pat. Or rather, we will.
What do you mean?
We've got the clue we've been looking for. And now, once again, we can take the offensive. I much prefer it as a fighting move to watching and having to be on the defensive.
What is the clue you're talking about, Dick?
This coat, Pat. The coat I took away from one of those gangsters.
I don't get it. How can a coat help us find the gangster's hideout?
Well, of course, I'm not sure it will, but I'm going to have a try. Come on, let's get down to my private laboratory at headquarters.
Why your private laboratory?
There are certain things there I need, Pat, including a vacuum cleaner.
A vacuum cleaner? Hey, as I said before...
I know. You don't get it, but you will.
Say, Dick, what's the point of going over that coat with a hand vacuum?
Yeah, come on, let us in on it, will you, Dick? Why all the little piles of dirt you put on the table? Why don't you put them all in one big pile?
Well, you see, Pat, each one of those piles of dirt is labeled. Now, this pile here came from the right-hand pocket of the coat.
Yeah?
This one came from the left-hand pocket. This pile here is the dust I took out of the back of the coat. And when I empty this dust bag, this little pile will be the dust from the sleeves.
All of which adds up to what?
Well, Pat, you know that there's more to being a detective than hand-to-hand encounters with criminals. There are times when the fight against crime is carried on not by guns and forces... science and skill. Some of the most brilliant wars against crime are fought and won in scientific laboratories. Now, I said that this code would lead us to the gang's hideout, and it's going to do just that. Yeah, now, let's see. Hand me that microscope, will you, Junior?
Sure, I will. Here you are, Dick.
Thanks. Now, we'll examine each of these little piles separately. Yeah. Have a look, Patrick.
Okay.
Well, what do you see?
Well, you got me.
All I see are some particles of black stuff that look like hair, and some gray dust that gleams a little bit, and some more gray stuff that seems sort of dull, and some colored particles of, well, it might be cloth.
Is that all, Pat?
Yeah, I think so. What else is there to see?
Here, let me have a look, Pat.
Well, Pat, you'll have to learn to identify things like that at first glance. Took me several years of study, but it was worth it. Tracing the origin of these little particles, being able to build up the story they have to tell, is indispensable to a detective. Now, let me demonstrate.
Go ahead, I'm waiting.
Those black particles that look like hair, Pat, they're really horsehair. I'll test them later, but I'm sure of it without testing them.
All right, horsehair. So what?
Those gray particles that gleam in the light, they're particles of emery dust. For machines, Pat. Machines.
Horsehair and emery dust. Come on.
Now, these gray particles that don't gleam are particles of felt. Gray felt.
Gray felt. I'm still listening.
And those other little pieces of dust, the colored pieces, are particles of very colored cloth. You see, Pat, your clothes pick up and retain the dust that is in the air about you. Examine the clothes of a man who works, let's say, for a coal company. And his clothes will contain coal dust. A man who works in a coffee factory will have particles of coffee beans in his pockets and in the dust of his coat. And so on.
Okay, but where does all this get us?
Well, Pat, don't you see? We've taken from this coat particles of horsehair, emery dust, felt, and colored cloth. Now all we've got to do is to decide what industry uses these articles. In other words, what's made out of them.
Put them all together and they spell zero for me.
Well, as I figured out, Pat, the one product in which these particles will be found exclusively, including the horsehair, will be mattresses.
Mattresses, eh? Oh, say, that's right. I should have thought of that. Now what? Where do we go from here?
Well, don't you get it, Pat? All this means is that the gang we're after probably has its hideout in or near a mattress factory.
Well, I'll be done. Say, Dick, that's amazing. And a lucky thing it was that you got that coat.
Well, don't let's get too excited about this. We may not be right. But we've got to find out how many mattress factories there are in this town. And we've got to check every one of them.
But it's getting pretty late, Tracy. How long do you intend to stay at headquarters and keep these men here?
We'll have to wait until I hear from Pat. We discover that there are only three mattress factories in town. There are three squads out now. Pat's in charge of the squad on Clay Street, and he's going to report back to me the moment he gets what we're looking for.
And what are you looking for?
Proof that one of those factories is being used as a hideout by the gang we're after. Factories are being watched very closely. They're supposed to be shut at this time of night. If the boys see anyone prowling near one of them, entering the building, they'll know that that's the one we want.
Will Pat telephone?
Yes. I told him to use the code. We're taking no chances on a slip-up.
Swell idea. Well, Tracy, I hope you're right about this mattress factory business. I know you're a bug on scientific detection and all that, and you've always been right in the past,
Just have to wait and see. Yes?
Patton speaking.
Go ahead, Pat.
Buffalo, 14, 1, 11, 18, 21, 4, and hurry.
Right. Let's see that code book. Buffalo, 14, 1, 11, 18,
20.
Wait a minute, that's the end of that word. Buffalo, 14, 1, 11, 18, 21, 4. Just what I've been waiting for. All right, men, let's get going.
Is Dick Tracy on the right trail at last? Will he bring the thieves to justice? And what was the code message that Pat sent over the phone? Well, you'll know in a minute, because it's time for our Dick Tracy Secret Service Patrol meeting brought to you by the makers of Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice. Those two specially delicious, specially nourishing cereals that are shot from guns. Okay, Junior.
The meeting will now come to order.
So get your pencil and paper ready, patrol member, because Junior is going to repeat the secret code message that Pat sent Dick Tracy today.
Are you all ready? Here's the message. It's Buffalo, 14, 1, 11, 18, 21, 4.
Better repeat it, Junior, so all the patrol members are sure to get it.
Okay, Mr. Quaker Man. Are you ready, members? It's Buffalo, 14, 1, 11, 18, 21, 4.
Now, when you decode that secret message, you'll know where Dick Tracy is headed on the trail of the High Mogul.
And here's some extra good news, patrol members. Dick Tracy is going to tell us all about that big surprise tomorrow. Isn't that great?
So be sure you're listening in, patrol members. Believe me, it's something you just wouldn't miss for anything.
Do you know what it is, Mr. Quaker Man?
Yes, Junior, but I promised Dick I wouldn't tell a soul.
Ah, come on, you can tell me.
No, Junior, you'll have to wait till tomorrow, too. All I can say is, start saving Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice box tops right now, because you'll certainly wish you had when Dick Tracy tells you what that big surprise is.
Boy, I can hardly wait.
And here's another thing, boys and girls. Every box top you save also means a lot of delicious, quick-energy breakfast for you and Mother and Dad. So have Quaker Puffed Wheat one day and Quaker Puffed Rice the next. The way thousands of boys and girls and grown-ups do. And that gives you a grand taste variety because there are two different delicious flavors of the famous cereals that are shot from guns. There go the big guns now to remind you to have your delicious, nourishing puffed wheat and puffed rice breakfast regularly so that you get lots of that same kind of trigger-fast food energy that keeps Dick Tracy so alert. So look in the pantry to make sure there's some there. And if there isn't, ask Mother to get some Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice at the grocer's. And be sure to save the box tops.
Calling all adventure fans. Calling all Dick Tracy fans. Stand by for another exciting Dick Tracy adventure tomorrow at this same time. That is all.
Welcome back. Well, in that first episode, I was kind of confused by the dashboard mirror since our cars, you know, today have rear view mirrors that aren't on the dashboard. But I guess that was a thing back in the 30s. And even if it hadn't been, I think that if you're Dick Tracy and all the craziness you go through in life, you might just install that anyway. I also really like the fact that Dick Tracy won't let the fact that he is surrounded by enemy agents who want to kill him and take the ring away deter him from enjoying a good meal. I mean, that just says volumes. I do like that we get a little bit of science of detection in this episode. And that's something even, I've only read the first volume of Dick Tracy comic strips by Chester Gould, but he did try to have a bit of that element in there. You know, there's a lot of fisticuffs and, you know, fights and exciting moments, but I think he recognized that people, you know, would like, you know, just a little bit of realism and something kind of like what the police actually do. And that was one of my, you know, minor criticisms of the Dick Tracy movie. If you, you know, watch the Public Domain Video Theater episode with Morgan Conway as Tracy, in that film, they find the purse of a murdered woman. And in the movie, Tracy just takes the contents of the purse and pours them out on his desk. You know, don't bother with a lab, just pour them out on the desk. Now, of course, Dick Tracy as a movie was a pretty low-budget film, probably made either as the war was ending or even while it was still going on. And so it's like, we don't have the budget for the lab. You know, this is an hour film. Let's just pour it out on the desk and get on with what we're doing. But I imagine in the comic strip that, or even on the radio program, Tracy would probably have checked this in the lab. Now, of course, it's kind of interesting how many hats Tracy wears. I wonder if they're all yellow, but as he's detective and he's also his own lab guy. And the idea of him having a private lab at police headquarters, that sounds a bit odd. I need to go into the crime lab, but it's being cleaned. Can I go over there? No, that's Dick Tracy's private lab. I can't go in there at all. Though perhaps people in real-life police forces might be able to provide additional guidance whether that is actually a thing in terms of private labs. Of course, it doesn't really make sense at the end for Pat to call in with code, particularly over the phone. It's not like over radio where somebody could be listening in. There's no reason to believe that this gang has tapped any wires. It doesn't make sense in-universe, but it does really have a nice effect of engaging the audience. And that's one thing I will say for a lot of the radio promotions that went on. Because it has the effect of getting people actually involved in the episode in a physical way. Even if that physical way is going out and bugging your parents to buy cereal so you can get the box tops. Or ordering a decoder kit so that as you're listening to the episode, you have got more insight as to what's happening than someone who just happens to randomly tune in. It's really an effective way of getting people engaged and keeping your audience interested because they're invited to, in some ways, be part of the story and be able to get some secret knowledge out of it. So I think this is actually really effective the way that so many programs did this back during the Golden Age of radio. All right, listener comments and feedback now. Pat emails, or I should say Facebook messages in, do you have a list of all the shows you play? Well, thanks for the question, Pat. Currently, of course, we're doing Box 13, Dick Tracy, The Man Called X, Mystery is My Hobby, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. And then on Saturdays, we're going to be rotating a lot of programs. We've got quite a few programs coming up where we've just got three or four episodes in circulation, so that'll be changing quickly over the next few weeks and months until we get into stuff like The Silent Men and Tales of the Texas Rangers. Now, we do have a list of all of the programs that I played on the podcast so far, and all of those we're planning to play in the future over at biglist.greatdetectives.net. And last year during our listener support campaign, I laid out a plan for the next 5 years of programs. And mostly that plan has stayed the same. Most days we've just kind of seen a few minor tweaks. For example, an episode of Sam Spade came into circulation recently, which will delay us getting to the adventures of the Falcon by 1 week in season 15. In addition, we had a couple things happen which pushed our Wednesday-Thursday schedule back 2 weeks, which won't actually change any of the seasons that we're planning on series premiering in. And then on Saturday, there were a few more episodes of Treasury Agent discovered. Only had one episode in circulation when I announced we were doing it. And now there are four. And then we had the episode of Police Blotter that was just found. And so that means that Under Arrest, which was scheduled to start towards the end of this season, will actually start in season 12. But the rest of the schedule remains the same. Tuesday, we've had quite a bit change. Next season, we will be bringing you 19 weeks of programs that were previously uncirculated episodes of episodes we played before. In addition, we've added a couple of series to our list of programs. I discovered a series called The Adventures of Bill Lance, starring Gerald Moore. In addition, there were a couple of episodes of a reporter mystery called Hot Copy that I was able to come across. In addition to that, one thing we are going to do with Tuesdays is when we get down to playing the Johnny Dollar serials, we'll be playing the five-part serials over 2 days, so it'll be Tuesdays and Fridays. And so we had three more episodes from the John Lunn era of Johnny Dollar come into circulation, which will delay when we get to the actual serials. I've had done a number of revisions to our season 12-13 schedule, so for Tuesdays. So coming up in season 12, we'll be bringing you O'Hara, The Fat Man, the Australian version, which is going to take up the bulk of the season, and The Adventures of Bill Lance, along with all of those previously uncirculated episodes. In season 13, we'll be bringing you Martin Kane, This is O'Shea, Meet Miss Sherlock, I Hate Crime, Sarah's Private Capers, and Bulldog Drummond. And then we estimate in season 14, we're going to get into the Johnny Dollar serials. At that point, we will not have any new series on Tuesdays until season 15. And in season 15, we'll be bringing you Hot Copy, Matthew Slade, which we originally had for season 12, Adventures of PC-49, again, an earlier series, and Operation Danger. In addition, after Operation Danger, we will be going into mostly reruns. Not reruns, because I'm going to be providing new commentary, but we'll be revisiting old programs that people haven't heard on this podcast for years and years, starting in season 15. That will be the plan for Tuesdays. And we do have a couple of other series. Charlie Chan, we will play in season 16. So we'll stop the repeats and play Charlie Chan. There's a Christmas-related episode, so we'll arrange that so that can play then. And then we'll play Results Incorporated in season 17. Because there's a New Year's themed episode there. And obviously, if we continue to have newly circulated episodes come along, we will move our schedule accordingly. But that's the plan. Have some new series coming in season 12. Not quite as many as we planned originally, but I'm so excited to bring you so many of these previously uncirculated episodes. Be 19 episodes from three different series, including one I've wanted to present for a long time. So thanks so much for the question, Pat, and for being a good lead into this announcement we needed to provide. All right, I do want to go ahead and encourage you, once again, you can become one of our Patreon supporters for as little as $2 per month. Just go to patreon.greatdetectives.net. Thank you to Ryan. Ryan has been one of our Patreon supporters since July 2017, currently supporting us at the Detective Sergeant level of $7.14 or more per month. Thank you so much for your support. And that will actually do it for today. Join us back here tomorrow for The Man Called X. And then on Saturday, a previously uncirculated episode of Police Blotter. Next Tuesday, another episode of Dick Tracy. And next Saturday, we'll be getting into Treasury Agent. In the meantime, send your comments to box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.